Good afternoon, everyone. Good to see you guys. Make sure you have all the props and bolsters that you need so that you have some really comfortable seated options. And for those of you who are not sure about that, maybe two bolsters and two blocks so you can really prop yourself up. Then I'll also ask everyone to take a moment and please turn your cell phones all the way off, or please turn your cell phone on airplane mode. If you could get up, even if it's in one of your bags, you could please get up and do that now, so we'll lower the cell phone frequency in the room. Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. You have time. You have a minute to do that. Please get up and turn your cell phones all the way off.
Thank you.
And then sliding your hips back a little bit in space. Get comfortable. Long line through your central spine, lifting your crown slightly, grounding both of your hips. Close your eyes. Let's tune in to the peaceful vibration in the room. Watch the breath for a little bit, breathing in smoothly and calmly, breathing out calmly. You're not trying to repress any thoughts or emotions here. You're not trying to change what you feel. In fact, it's the opposite. You're letting go of that inner attempt to control and manipulate your experience. And you're just letting that energy disperse. Calmly breathing in. Calmly breathing out. Coming into a place of inner acceptance of whatever you're feeling. This is always where we begin our practice. Take a deep breath in. Deep exhale. Connecting your hands at heart center. One soft om to begin. Exhale. Deep breath in. Namaste. My heart. spirit bows to yours. Welcome. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. So welcome, everyone. My name is Greg, and it's an honor to guide you through the practice. Perfect. Perfect opportunity. The construction always starts right when you begin meditation, if you haven't noticed in life. I offered out an instruction there at the beginning, and it was something on the lines of letting go of the attempt to interfere with what we're feeling. And the root of that was coming from something that students will often say to me sometimes. And they'll say, Greg, I can't make my mind be quiet. I can't quiet my mind. As if you, with your thinking mind, could apply some effort to quiet your mind. Right? It's kind of a little bit of a paradox. The mind is the thing that does the thinking. And so to force your mind to be quiet, that's a generalization, because there actually are ways to do that with a lot of focus and a lot of, with some training and practice. But for the average person, the idea of quiet my mind, it just doesn't work. It creates more tension. And so one of the most important things we can do in our meditation practice or in our yoga practice, just in moments in life when the noise up here gets too big, is just a breath of acceptance. It's like, ah, this is the way things are in this moment. And then the sensations you're feeling don't necessarily change. All of those sensations, maybe emotions, maybe the thoughts are still there, but at least now there's not a third thought, I need to change this. Does that make sense? There's that third voice, I have to change this. At least that gets quieter. And so it actually does quiet things a little bit. It's a paradox. So I just offered that out to you. And the practice that we'll do today is a really simple but actually quite profound way to help massage vibrationally our consciousness into a state of deep relaxation and quietude. And so this meditation is called the Brummery Meditation. And some of you have done it who have come to this practice. So we're going to begin with a little bit of just warming of the spine. So we'll do some seated, really comfortable basic asanas, left, right, forward, back, two twists. So the six directions of the spine. And that will just help the energy flow a little bit more and let you get in touch with your feeling nervous system. And we'll be breathing slowly as we do this. So nice long breath in, nice long breath out. And this will help you as you feel your body become less reactive and a little bit more comfortable. If there's time, we'll do a subtler breath technique, but sometimes there's not time. And then the practice itself is essentially sitting or laying down. You can do this one laying down, thumbs up. And it's basically the middle range. So you're not doing high pitched. We're not plugging our ears. It's different than the more technical Brummery some of you might know. And all we're doing is repeating this. With a deep yet comfortable natural pace of breath. So you don't want to inhale too quickly. It's not about getting more of them. It's just about finding that nice comfortable breath in, and then as the breath naturally goes out, you just hook in the vocal cords and add the some it'll be longer, some it'll be shorter, some will be a little higher pitch, some a little lower. That's not the point of it. And what we're doing is simultaneously creating an equal breathing, which alone is very powerful, but then giving yourself wave after wave of really peaceful vibrations that you'll actually feel in the heart, you'll feel it in the throat, all the energetic meridians, all the muscles, all the nerves that are connected, the frontal cortex of the brain, the back of the brain, the spinal stem, gets this nice... Again and again. Initially, you might find it actually brings up some things. So maybe some emotions, or maybe there's some unprocessed thoughts or energy. But you just stay with it, and we'll all overlap with one another. And we do it for about 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes. And afterwards, I'll give us a position, or excuse me, a time to either lay in the silence after for 10 minutes, or you can come to a meditation. There's not going to be any instructions for the specific meditation, because what you'll probably find is after doing that hum for 20 minutes, the mind gets blank. It just happens on its own. So this technique is like a multi-dimensional nervous system, mental, emotional, vibrational, energetic massage, like a wave, helping to clear out... My teacher said, you imagine like a multidimensional broom vibrating through your system, sweeping a little bit away each time. And so enjoy if there's emotions that release. It's really nice when that happens. Don't get too caught up in thoughts if they come up, because that, again, is part of releasing the subconscious. Just stay with the hum. I'll give clear guidance when the time comes, and then I'll guide you, or I'll cue the group when it's ended. So once we start humming, you don't have to think about how long or how many. The only thing you think of is inhale, hum. Inhale, hum. Okay? It's sweet, it's delicious, and let's do it. Cross your legs, sit grounded on the floor. This is part of a practice called Hatha Raj with my Indian teacher Vishva Ji, Yogi Vishva, taught us. And it's used in therapeutic settings all over India, and his teacher gave it to him, so I'm really happy to share this. Sitting tall. Exhale. On your next inhale, bring your rib cage out to the left side. Breathing in, the heart comes forward. And then as you exhale, just arc the chest out to the right side. Exhaling, round the heart backwards. And continue with some nice fluid breath. Close your eyes. This meditation is a really great one for those who find it hard to experience quietude in the mind. If there's built up stress in the nervous system, if there's stuck emotions, this will help ease that over time. Nice breathing. Inhale halfway, half of the circle. Exhaling halfway. And then switch direction. bit to the side. Reach your right arm up to the ceiling. Create Dhyan Mudra, pointy finger and thumb touch of the right hand. Inhale, lift your spine. Lift your chin a bit. And then come out to your left side, feeling a nice arc on the right side. Ground both of your hips. Breathing long, smooth breaths in and out of your nose. I switch my left and right so you don't have to. Breathe all the way into your heart bone. So feel your sternum expanding. It's like you're lifting your heart out to the left. And coming up, straight spine. Settle, right hand out to the side. Reach your left arm up. Connect your pointy finger and thumb lightly. Inhale, lengthen. Come out to your right, stretching open the left outer arm, breathing into your left side. Nice even breath. Both hips grounded. Stretch a little more. And then slowly come back up. Breathe in. Maybe a ha. Bring your hands behind you. Fingertips facing back. Shoulders come closer together. Shoulder blades together. Press down your hands. Inhale, lift the top of your heart bone. Relax your jaw, make your throat nice and long. So lifting on every breath, lifting the heart up. Breathe nice and wide into the chest. Maybe dropping your head back one day. Let your mouth hang all the way open at the end. Just let the whole thing go loose. Take a deep breath in and maybe a yawn. Ah. Relax your jaw. Good. Slowly come up. Bring your legs forward. Bend your knees a little bit. Hold your knees and sit up straight. Slightly engage your lower belly, lower core. Lean back a little bit. Hold the back of your thighs. Lift your feet off the floor, parallel to your knees. And then maybe hover your arms forward. Three breaths only. Breathe here. Lift your spine. Long breath. Last one. And release. Feet hip distance, knees bent. Loosely wrap around your knees. One hand holds the other wrist. Let your arms be loose like ropes. Let your head hang down. Sitting up straight. You can have your knees bent like this, slide your hips back a little bit. This will take any pressure off your lower back. Hands on your shins, just relax forward, or holding the big toes loosely, kick the legs forward. Walk your hips back a bit. On your inhale, slightly lengthen. Listen to your body. And then a gentle reaching long through your spine. And then let your head hang. Long, deep breath here, everyone. Inhale, sitting up, keep your eyes closed. You can bring your hands behind you, do one more little back bend. Shoulders back. Maybe bend your elbows behind you towards one another. And then lay on your back. Hug your left knee in. Right hand holds the left knee. Bring your left bent leg all the way over you to the right. To the floor. Let your leg go, releasing the spine. And you can put a block under your knee if it feels like it's hovering. Reach your left arm out to the left. Turn your head to the left. Tuck your shoulders under you a little bit. Five nice breaths. Massage your inner experience by breathing smoothly and evenly all the way in, all the way out. Notice the places where you hold your breath. Notice the places where the mind gets fidgety. And that's the place to practice smoothing out. Undoing those little inner knots. Slowly come back to the center. Keep your eyes closed. Gradual movements, no rush here. Straighten the left leg. Hug your right knee up. Left hand holds the right knee. And then bring it over you out to the left. Perhaps resting on a block or a bolster. Reach your right arm to the right. Close your eyes. Tuck your shoulders under you. Breathe. Let your face relax. back to the center. Center your hips. Straighten both legs on the floor towards the front. Reach your arms to the back. Interlace your fingers, turn your palms away from you. Stretch the arms. Flex your toes, stretch your heels. Take a deep breath in. Relax. Hug both of your knees in. Give yourself a hug, forehead to your knees. Actually hug yourself, you're worth it. And maybe give each knee a little kiss. And release your legs. Legs down, short shavasana, arms down by the sides. Tuck your shoulders under you a little bit. Release tension from your neck. If your back is sore, a bolster beneath your knees. Let go of any control of your breath. Just let the breath happen naturally. And pay attention to the gentle rise and fall of your belly. Make sure that your legs are very comfortable here, so you're not using any muscles to hold your legs up. If you have glasses, take them off. See if you can notice the natural easing effect of simply being in a peaceful environment. Some of us live in big cities. There's constant noise, constant busyness, and we actually never get the contrast of silence. Mother Nature. So we forget about that baseline relaxation. That's so important for the restorative nervous system. Even if you don't take part in the humming meditation, which is about to begin, simply being here and relaxing is very good for you. When we vibrate the vocal cords, it's very closely connected to the glands, thyroid, parathyroid, which are major governors of emotional balance, hormone balance. So you may feel quite a lot, or you might not feel anything. And for those of us who might have a lot of tension around the heart, or issues around expression, then you might find it a little bit more challenging. But it's really good for helping free up those energy centers. So just try your best, and no judgment. An exploration of peaceful, calming energy and vibration. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. So make that decision in yourself. I'm going to relax. I'm going to lay down and do the meditation, or I'm going to sit up and do the meditation. And then if you're coming to seated, come up now quietly, calmly, and set up your seat really comfortable. Take a minute or so here. Set things up. Close your eyes. Find a very relaxed spine, relaxed posture. Relax your face, and relax the muscles inside. The inner focal point is the overall feeling of vibration. So you don't even need to focus on the third eye, you don't need to do anything with your tongue. Just letting the hum be as relaxed as possible. After you're done, your first hum will keep going. Yours will overlap with someone else's. It might get louder, it might get quieter. There might be quiet points if we overlap in a certain way. Don't worry about anyone else. You just take your natural breath in, your natural hum, and we'll lose ourselves in this meditation. I'll cue you when about 18 minutes is up. Exhale. Find that attitude of kindness. Deep inhale. First one together. And then we'll keep going. 10 more get quieter and quieter each time. And when it's totally quiet, keep humming in your own mind. Mental hum to get quieter and quieter, softer and softer in the background, until it dissolves into that infinite inner silence, or the infinite inner fullness. around you. All the different qualities of this moment, this space, all in harmony. Shavasana, or remaining in meditation for as long as you feel you need to. Be totally nourished here by the serenity of your own